start out with Nick DeCoro.
Well, Cole, just where do you feel like you are since the last time we talked? It seemed like there was a little bit of uncertainty in your voice when we talked to you a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really know what was going on. Everything imaging after the trip down to or to Sacramento came back good. So it's just been, like I said, a day by day last time I talked with you guys, and checked off a bunch of boxes and did everything that really needed to do to be able to be here today. So feeling good, feeling confident, and excited to be back.
Zach Buchanan?
What were you able to do the last couple of days? Like, obviously they didn't send you back out on a quote unquote rehab assignment. I think you were just in the AZL, right?
Yeah, played an AZL game on Thursday, I believe. Did some outfield drills, ran bases, took some more at bats. And like I said, it was just kind of like day to day, see how the thing responded. Came back good after the game on Thursday, and, you know, got some treatment and everything yesterday, and hopped on a flight. Here we are.
Do you think you're just in terms of like a kind of seeing high level pitching kind of thing? Do you think you'll be able to jump right back into it?
I mean, I hope so. That's why I'm here today, you know? So, I mean, we'll see. You can't replicate the big leagues at any level. I mean, this is the game's highest level for a reason. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to be back out here with the guys and go help the D-backs get a win.
Jack Summers?
Nice soft landing you get there with Walker Buehler today, too. when you played in the Arizona League, your most recent game, were you able to have any of, like, you know, sudden start type acceleration moments that subsequently give you confidence that you're ready to go?
Yeah, I scored from second on a base hit in one of them, went first to third on another one, and didn't get too much in the outfield, but definitely, like I said, came out of it healthy. Everything looks good, like I said, on the imaging. And so it just gets to a point where you got to go out and do it. And so that's where we're at right now. And, you know, hopefully everything goes well and feel good after the game, come back tomorrow and get a few days off for this All-Star break and hit the ground running when we come back.
Back to you, Nick.
Cole, it feels quick to me, just the, you know, being pulled off Reno, only one game in AZL. What was the, I guess the conversations, like, who, like, were you pushing for today? Like, how did it end up happening today?
So yeah, I mean, the thing with Reno was, I mean, now that's 16 days ago. So, I guess to you, it feels quick. To me, it feels like a lifetime. So, I felt like I was so close at that point, have a little tweak that comes back everything pretty clean, that, you know, I was trying to not necessarily push it, but being so close and then having to wait. And so every day it was just get better, make sure this thing's strong, test it, test it, test it. And I mean, you can only test it so much before it's time to go again. And it's time to go again.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Cole. Curious about some defensive plays there, either in Reno or in the AZL. Did you ever have to go a long way to run down a ball or anything like that?
There was a couple, yeah, that had to go into the gap and go get one. And I had one down the line in Reno, too. And those went well. I mean, I'm not saying that this thing's been, you know, completely tested to 100% every single day. I mean, there's some recovery in there, too, and being smart and trying not to have setbacks. But as you run the bases and keep doing outfield drills and keep doing these things and, you know, start to trust it more and more, I think it's probably a mental thing now than what it is physical. And so it's just getting past that block. And like I said, there's only so many boxes to check before you got to go out and do it. And like I said, it's time.
Cole, you're coming back with 2 weeks left in July. I know that other of your teammates have heard their names in trade speculation. Do you think that's something that you might be dealing with over the next couple of weeks here?
I don't know. I've tried to control so much stuff in this game that you just can't control, and that's another one. So I'm taking it day by day. I'm a Diamondback, and until something changes, you know, I'm going to approach this as I'm going to help the D-backs win. So that stuff will all sort itself out.
Anything else for Cole? All right. Thanks, everyone.
Cool. Thanks, Cole. Good luck.
Thanks, Cole.